we're ready, Esther. Scott, I don't, for the admin record, Scott, we don't have the clock. All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Colquhoun meeting in the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It's March 13th, a little bit after 10 o'clock for our bi-weekly meeting. Only comments I would have, I see that the North Dakota State lost in basketball last night to South Dakota State, so we'll take that loss and we'll move on. It's football season's coming, so with that, I don't have any other additional comments. Andy, Julie?
I'm not sounding all that great, so I have no comments.
Hope you feel better than you sound, Randy. I just want to give a shout-out to the St. Mary's boys basketball team, who is heading into the state basketball tournament starting tomorrow. And there's a special connection to the Public Service Commissioner because Josh Gallion, who is our accountant, is his brother-in-law is Coach Mueller, the coach of the St. Mary's team. They have an awesome squad, and I'll be cheering hard for them, my kids and I, and my husband. So
what time do they play?
6 o'clock tomorrow.
All right, very well then.
Hopefully repeated, followed by an evening game on Friday and an evening game on Saturday. So anyway, fun team.
All right, excellent. All right, with that, we have one item on consent. I would move passage.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign.
Okay.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Darrell. And now Commissioner Chrisman has done something that I've hoped to do in the commission for the last 4 years. He'll be signing the blaster recertification for all the folks at the mine. So that's a good honor.
And you don't want to be late with getting the credentials signed for people who know how to handle dynamite.
This is correct. All right, with that, we move on to the regular scheduled part of the meeting. We actually only have three motions today, but they nevertheless, they're very important. So with that, item BK1, I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing concerning Nexus Communication Inc.'s application to be designated as an eligible carrier for the purpose of receiving federal universal service support for Lifeline Services, case number PU13-98.
Second.
In February of this year, Nexus Communication, a privately held company organized under Ohio law and headquartered in Columbus, Ohio, filed an application for designation as an eligible telecommunication carrier, ETC, for the purpose of receiving federal universal service support for low-income customers. This is now, I think, the fourth one of these we've seen where a company that doesn't have a storefront in North Dakota is applying for these type of services. Comments and requests for a hearing must be received by close of business April 26th. If no comments or requests for hearing are received, the commission will more than likely hold an informal on this. This one particularly kind of stuck out to me a little bit is that as we see these cases coming in, they're asking to operate in different areas. This one's asking to operate in areas currently served by Quest Corporation and SRT, excluding tribal lands. So this is a little bit different than some of the ones we've seen before. One of the others talked about just serving an AT&T area. So I look forward to if we have a hearing on this or the informal, because trying to get a feel for why the companies are filing in different to serve different customers, if you will, just to try to get a feel for what they're up to and still have the same concerns of the companies not having a storefront in North Dakota. But so far, we have not heard anything, but by the same token, not a lot of these have been approved yet and are out there. So with that, I think everything's in order, and I would recommend passage.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right, that concludes the items in my portfolio. Commissioner Chrisman.
Mr. Chair. Mr. Chairman, I have one. And I move the commission adopt an order in case number GE-13-102, canceling warehouse license number 1190 issued to Archer Daniels Midland Company of Russell, North Dakota, and ordering the business at Russell is discontinued effective immediately. We have a letter from ADM, and they no longer want to maintain that facility, and so they request that their license be discontinued.
I would second that.
I guess I got ahead of the second with the description, so I have nothing further to add.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, with that, I believe we're to Commissioner Fedorchuk.
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission issue a contract for consulting services to Snavely King Majoros, not sure how that's pronounced, and Associates in Northern States Power Company's electric rate increase application, case number PU 12-813.
Second.
So this is a consulting contract for the upcoming NSP rate case. We had five bids. This was put out for bids. We had five bids submitted. Sarah and Mike Diller went through them and rated them all. This group has consulted with us several times in the past on rate cases. They are particularly strong in some areas of expertise that our staff expects to be important in this upcoming rate case, including the cost of capital and depreciation. They provided a really solid application. They had actually already looked at apparently had already looked into the case and offered some insights into some of the issues in this particular case already, and so they came out as the top bid.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, I believe that concludes our regular scheduled items. A couple of comments. This Friday at 8 o'clock, the commission and any staff which wants to, we're meeting with the telecommunication companies, 8 o'clock, Ramcota in the Cannonball Room. We have our, of course, regularly scheduled legislative meetings that we're going to. And the next Friday, March 22nd, Lignite Council meeting at noon at Ramada. Other than that, I don't have any comments. My colleagues would have anything else?
No, Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything else to add.
Nothing for me.
All right, any questions from anyone in the audience?
First off, how many bills are you tracking in the session, approximately?
Oh, boy, I would say anywhere from 40 to 60. Is that a fair guess?
A lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's your budget bill going?
Well, it is moving forward. Came out of the House a little bit different than we expected. I guess the biggest thing that I saw coming out of the House that we weren't expecting is potential changes in our IT services, whether we're going to own those facilities, whether we're going to own them but have them stored somewhere else. So we're waiting to see how that plays out in the Senate side. We asked for three additional positions, pipeline safety, public utilities, and paralegal. Two of those were in the governor's recommended budget that also were kept in the House's budget, if you will. But the two weights and measures positions, two of those have been taken away, if you will. So we're watching those very closely. And I would ask Randy or Julie if I must be missing something in there.
Well, with regard to the weights and measures positions, we have four, and two of the FTEs are removed in the way the bill is now coming out of the House. And there once were six, not so many years ago. That was trimmed down to five, then to four. Now it would be to two. And the reality is, if you just think of the miles and over 2,000 measuring devices around the state, clearly two people aren't going to go and test even half of those in a timely manner. So with two employees, that probably would be, I mean, I can't speak for the commission, but I don't see any way that we would be able to continue a testing program. We would probably become a quality assurance program, and people would have to get all their actual initial testing done by privates. And so it's a significant move if they choose to go down that path.
I would just add, in terms of our staff increases, so we've asked for an increase for a public utility analyst and a pipeline safety expert to go out and inspect the pipelines and make sure they're safe. It's a modest increase, our budget, moving forward in an agency that has seen increasing workload. The Public Service Commission is at the crossroads of industrial development and the private sector and the public sector in North Dakota. And we need to do the job right and make sure that We have the staff to do the due diligence and make sure that the companies are being held accountable for the appropriate processes, and also making sure that we're getting things moved through quickly so that the companies aren't being held up. So I think the budget is very modest increase and necessary to do our job right.
Is there a danger, though, that overwork, continued increasing workload, people might say, I'm out of here and go to, you know, lucrative things in the oil industry or some other industry?
I think we've already seen that in the past 2 years, and we will continue to see it. We've lost our current pipeline safety positions had high turnover because the individual can go make more money, if you will, in the private sector. And we had that question in the Senate, and we don't want to try to compete with the private sector on pay, but we do need to make sure we are able to have enough people to do our job and make sure we adequately pay them. So I think it's a challenge the whole state is struggling with right now. But back to your first question, I think, of how it's proceeding, I think where we're at now is we've had our hearing on the Senate side, and they had a few questions for us, and we've made our points. But I think it's going to come down to the conference committee, as perhaps it always does in the House and the Senate, to see how this lays out. And the IT issue is us and the Water Commission, Attorney General, and Oil and Gas. So it's four agencies, and I think we're going to be kind of tied in with that a little bit. But the other ones, all three of us are working our individual avenues to move forward the budget. One thing that has been very helpful for me is that this budget wasn't prepared with Commissioner Crispin or Commissioner Fedorchuk, so it's been very helpful having those two go through our budget and seeing what they agree with and don't agree with. And really, there's a couple things that they pointed out that they thought we could look at differently, and we are. But a lot of the stuff, I believe we were pretty happy with what we put in there, so it's been a good review of what we're doing.
Yeah, we had to pull out the salary increase for Commissioner Kalk, but otherwise.
Which was not in the budget.
Just joking, Dave.
You know that.
By the way, though, Ms. Chairman, if I could, I think we kind of all skipped over one subject that comes to mind, and that is a request for additional fees for contract legal services. Mm-hmm. And it was requested, and the governor put some in there, not as much as was requested. This is one of the areas where I would disagree with the previous commission. I think they asked for too little. When it comes to elevators, you know, there was a time many years ago when you had your local elevator that was the closest one to you, but another 7 or 8 miles up the road was another one, and 7 or 8 miles later was another one. You had all kinds of options, really. Nowadays, many farmers really don't have an option where they do their elevator-type work. And with limited options like that, it's all the more important and logical that when an insolvency occurs or some kind of trouble occurs, these cases are bigger. Plus the dramatic increases in the values of the commodities and such, and those elevator cases that we find ourselves having to go through aren't something like a public utility case where we can bill hours to someone else, and so we have to absorb those things. And so I think it's important there that we get access to additional contract legal money, as well as the attacks from anti-fossil fuels people. It's just in the interest of North Dakota's sovereignty that we show that we are prepared to defend our sovereignty and take care of our constituencies in an appropriate manner, and that means having the funding available to see these things through the court process.
Do you remember offhand what was requested, and is there any chance for a conference committee to up that if possible?
I believe $300,000 was requested. $150,000 is in the bill right now, and I am very hopeful that that will be increased substantially.
If I may change subjects again, you did hire some people for the NSP XL. I still call it XL, but NSP is they're doing business as. And you've got the input hearings coming up in April. Just from what you've been hearing around the state, is there a lot of interest in this, or are people just kind of confused because of the gravity of this rate case?
I'll defer to the portfolio holder for the first question.
I haven't heard from a lot of people individually about the rate increase, but for their surprise when they hear that there's another one coming. I think that this is the second one in 2 years, and that registers. People in the community served by NSP definitely remember that and are kind of curious as to what's going on and what's happening. So we're really hoping to get good public turnout at these public input meetings so people can let us know. I mean, how is this affecting you? How does it affect your business? What do you have to learn from the company in terms of what's driving these increases? And how can we make sure that we come to a really good final solution here?
So if you had a word to them, you're basically saying, hey, you should be paying attention to this. Come if you want. Come if you have something to say. Make sure you're heard.
Absolutely. Here's your chance to learn what's driving these increases and to offer your input as to how they're affecting you and what you can, what might be able to be done to limit these and minimize them in the future.
Do you have any potential time frame for when the final decision might be made? I know that's probably pretty pie in the sky at this point.
Well, the input sessions are set for April 15th and 16th, and we have the technical hearing scheduled for late August. So I would think, you know, the 7 months start frame for when they file the rate case is the guideline that we kind of operate under. So that would put us in the October-November time frame. But if after the technical hearing, we'll just have to wait and see where the commission is at, because I don't believe we've completed a rate case in a seven-month time period in the last 4 years, because they tend to be pretty controversial. In this one particularly, I mean, Commissioner Fedorchuk set it up perfectly. We need the public to come to these input sessions to hear what their concerns are so we can ask the follow-on questions in a technical hearing. But I'm particularly concerned about their return on equity right now and their continued need to file these rate cases and trying to figure out what their business model is that they're not able to predict some of these things farther out. So I'm anticipating a very thorough technical hearing.
This is also, from what I understand, Chairman Culkin, you've talked about this in the past. issues like reliability concerns and some of those that have been a problem in the Valley are something that we can take a look at during a rate case, and this is our chance to do that, from what I understand. So if customers have those kinds of concerns, here's a time to come forward and let us know.
One other quick question I have for you. Do you know when St. Mary's last won a state championship in basketball?
I have wondered that. I do not know, but my sophomore year of high school, they competed against my alma mater, Century, and they lost. So for the state championship. So I'm switching loyalties now.
Of course, I have to ask because
does anyone else know when they last won? Was it?
Which? 30 years, I think. Yeah, 30 years? Well, I think it might have been the 1971-72 season. I was a freshman at St. Mary's High School.
Really?
Yes.
And you're a member of the St. Mary's Hall of Fame, I believe?
Yes, I am.
No, honestly,
still don't know why, but I am.
Good for you.
St. Mary's Hall of Fame, so.
And as I recall, MVP in the basketball team that year, too, right?
No, I played left out. That's what I've got. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks,
with that,
Dave.
Any other comments for the good of the commission? All right, do we want to take a quick break or just go right into the administration portion of the meeting?
I'm good to go.
All right, let's close the official meeting.